A Good Idea by Bill Nagelkirk. The day was very hot. Rhinoceros was very hot too. I'm going to lie under a shady tree, he said. That's a good idea, said Zebra. A shady tree to lie under. And some sweet grass to nibble on would be very nice. I'll go with you. That's a good idea, said Antelope. A shady tree to lie under. Some sweet grass to nibble on. And a bubbly spring of water to drink from would be very nice. I'll go with you. That's a good idea, said Warthog. A shady tree to lie under. Some sweet grass to nibble on. A bubbly spring of water to drink from. And some mud to roll in would be very nice. I'll go with you. Off went Warthog. He ran past Antelope. He ran past Zebra. He ran past Rhinoceros. He got to the shady tree first. There was some sweet grass to nibble on, a bubbly spring of water to drink from, and some mud to roll in. Warthog rolled in the mud. He lay down under the shady tree. Ah, this is perfect, he said. Along came Antelope. He drank from the bubbly spring. Then he lay down under the shady tree. Ah, this is perfect, he said. Along came Zebra. He nibbled on the sweet grass and lay down under the shady tree. Oh, this is perfect, he said. At last, along came Rhinoceros. There was no more room under the shady tree. Finding the shady tree was my idea, he said sadly. The sweet grass was my idea. The bubbly spring was my idea. The mud to rollin' was my idea. Well, said Rhinoceros, there is enough sweet grass for all of us. There is lots of water in the bubbly spring. There is plenty of mud. And if you do what I say, there will be shade for everyone too. Rhinoceros made them all get up. Then he lay down under the shady tree. Now you've taken all the shade, cried the other animals. But I'm big enough to make shade for all of you, said Rhinoceros.